get those money making hours on your calendar. Okay. You can set aside 1 hour a week. Again, this is where I talk about inside the framework, the Focus Visionary Framework, about balancing the grind and the goal. Your money making activities are part of the goal. Hey there, are you a small business owner frustrated by the growth of your business and ready to increase your profits, your leads, and sales? Whether you're 1 year in or 7 years in, I want to connect with you for a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive deep into your current growth strategy, see what's working, what's not working, and see where you are leaving money and opportunity on the table. If you are ready to stop spinning your wheels and start seeing results from your actions, hop on my calendar today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com and book your free rapid fire strategy session. Hi, welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business. Real talk, this is the third time I have hit play on this episode and I keep getting an error that my internet connection is unstable. So anyway, third time's charm. Let's just hope that we get through this. We're diving in today to talk about money-making activities in your business, prioritizing them, identifying them, etc. But before I do that, I just want to give you a little personal note and sentiment from me is that when I log in to record this podcast, I am literally sitting in here as if you are on the other side of Zoom with me and I am having a conversation and we are friends. And my goal and my intention with creating this podcast is that I hope that you feel that. And I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I do really, truly value every single person that listens to this podcast. And I hope that you feel like we are friends, because in my world, we are. And I just want you to know that. And I think it's important because relationships mean a lot to me. Relationships are the core to everything I do in my business. And I don't want anybody to ever feel like, you know, I'm just here and I'm talking at you. Like, I really hope that when you listen, you feel like I am talking with you and I am sharing and all of that. And so I don't know why I felt compelled to say that today, but it just was on my heart, like, and it was in the moment and like my intuition just said to do that. So, I'm going with it. But anyways, so today we're talking about money-making actions in your business. And this is really, really important. Okay. And I think there is a lot of drama, for lack of a better word, around this. There's all these acronyms. There's like IPA, you know, I think in like a lot of in the MLM world, they call them IPAs, which when I hear that, all I think of is like the local brew. Like, are we going out for beers? I don't think of income producing activities. And then there's like, I call them money making activities. And then there's revenue generating activities. At the end of the day, all the horseshit and everything, it just means like, what are the things that you're doing in your business that directly correlate to revenue? Okay. And I think people get wrapped up in thinking they're doing money-making activities when they're really just being busy. And so I really want you to listen today and think about what are the money-making activities in your business. And we just wrapped up a 5-day with the Focus Visionary Strategic Reset, and we really identified the money-making actions for every participant. And so that's where this episode's coming from today. It's so brilliant for me to see like the light bulbs that go off when it's like, oh, well, this is exactly what I need to be focused on. Okay. And so where I think people get tripped up with money-making actions is that they get very focused on the grind, right? They don't prioritize these money-making activities. They overcommit to money-making actions. They end up falling to the bottom of the list. They get pushed aside. They don't get prioritized. There's really no, set like plan for implementation. Nobody is really taking the time to figure out, okay, these are the money-making activities in my business and this is what I'm my goal. Okay. So I really want you to think about this before you just commit to it. Okay. And I'm going to give you kind of 4 key steps. We're going to go through really quickly of 4 steps that are going to help you set this up for yourself, for your business. And also keeping in mind that I'm going to give you some examples, but your money-making activities in your business are going to be very different than mine, as they are any of my clients, because everybody's business looks different. Okay. So you really need to go back to what's working, right? If you didn't listen to that episode, go back and listen to that one and identify what you need to do more of. Okay. So step number one is identify what the money-making actions are, right? That's the first step. And keep in mind, there really should not be more than three of them. All right. You should not have more than three money-making actions in your business at any given time. It doesn't mean they can't change. It doesn't mean they might not shift, but at any one time, you should not be focused on more than three. And it could be that you really only have one. Okay. You could have one thing that, you know, if I do this over and over and over again, it nets results. And if that's working, then that's your money-making action, okay? So let me give you a few examples of some money-making actions of what you can identify as for your business, okay? So for me, it's scheduling coffee chats. I know, and I can prove, and I have the information that supports that when I book coffee chats, it indirectly, it leads to more money, whether that's through a referral, whether that's through a collaboration, whether it's through a direct client coffee chat to client, you know, whatever it is. I know that coffee chats are one of the best income producing activities, IPA, in my business. I know that if I focus on them, and I also see, like, when I book many of them and I have a couple in a row, like, things start to really come together. Like, it's also amazing for content because I have some of the best conversations and it usually turns into content, which then turns into follow-up or whatever it looks like. Like, I had a great conversation yesterday and it gave me a great opportunity to follow up with a lead, which is number two for me, is follow-up and or nurture, right? Because top of mind relationship building is a priority for me. So if you struggle between follow-up and nurture, go back and listen to that other episode. I've got a lot of, I'm going to be referencing a lot of different things in this episode, which I know goes against the grain and everything that you should do in a podcast episode, but I can't help it because this one is full of resources and I'll make sure they're all in the show notes. So follow-up versus nurture. That's something that I do. And also knowing who you're following up with and what are you following up with them on, right? So it could be staying top of mind. It could be that you're following up with them because they're a lead. There could be a multitude of different things. And so what does that look like? So again, if I'm saying book coffee chats, how do I do that? Well, a lot of times it's through direct message on social media, or I am in two paid communities, and it would be to do, again, direct message or put a post up in those communities of asking and looking to connect with people for coffee chats. Okay. So that is something I do every single week. All right. And then follow up. Who do you need to follow up with? And what are you following up with them on? And then whatever that looks like for visibility, you should have something that is a visibility. It could be, right, for me, it's the Sunday Morning Brew, right? That is my one revenue generating activity, and also the podcast. So I try to batch record my podcast though. So they are not, that's not a weekly action, right? And I say weekly because, quite honestly, you don't need to be doing these things every single day, right? They become part of the grind, and like, that's how they fall to the bottom of the list, is because you're trying to do them every single day and it's really not realistic. Okay. Which is going to lead me to step two. So recap, step one is identify what are your money making actions for the week. What are the weekly non-negotiables? Like, I need to do this every single week. Okay. And if you're struggling with that, or write down and brain dump your list of all the things you feel like you need to do that are money making and revenue generating activities. Okay. And then I want you to look at that list and kind of take it a step further and ask yourself, like, well, what is the goal with this? Right. So if I put on there DMs, right, send 20 DMs a week. Okay. What's the goal? Well, my goal is to book coffee chats, right? My goal is to do 10 coffee chats a month. So I should be able to do that. If I'm connecting with 20 people a week, I should more than be willing or able to book 10 coffee chats, right? So what's the goal? Follow up and or nurture, right? So what is the goal? obviously follow up is to convert to either a sales call? Is it to convert to a discovery call? Is it to convert? What is the intention behind the follow up? Or if it's to nurture, is it to keep people in your world? Is it to check in on them to see how they're doing? You know, that type of thing. That's what you could look at. And then ask yourself, like, how much of this, like, what's the quantity, right? Like, how do I want to do this? Like, how much of this do I need to do? Okay. Because, like, if you just set like an arbitrary, like, send DMs, well, like, why, to who, for what, right? Send DMs because that's how you follow up and nurture. Send DMs because you're trying to book coffee chats, right? Like, what is the goal? What's the intention? So make sure that it has an intention behind it. It's not just some random activity, right? So if you have a local business, it could be that you reach out to your referral partners. This is something in the 5-day reset. One of the members in there, it has a local business that has a very strong referral network in her local area. So her job and one of her weekly actions is to, like, continue to touch base with her referrals, to check in with them and see, like, hey, do you have any of this? Or, hey, I, you know, giving them further information or doing like a masterclass, right? So you could be setting up a masterclass. It could be attending a networking event. It could be whatever it is. Make sure that there's an intention behind it. Okay. So there's a lot of different activities that you could do, but make sure that there's an intention behind it. Okay. The second thing is, step two is to schedule it into your week. Schedule it and make it a priority. So find out when in your schedule, like, find a time that you can get this done. All right. I started a co-working session on Mondays for the mastermind group, which is now open to, I say, the public, but only to people on my email list and or if you listen to this podcast. It's not something I'm going to start promoting publicly, like on my socials or anything like that, or on my website. Not yet, at least. But if you need a co-working or accountability, you can join the Money Mondays. I called it Money Mondays because I wanted it specific to money making activities, right? It is not designed to come in and work on client work or something like that. Although if you have to, you have to, but the goal is to give a set hour at the beginning of the week to get your money-making activities done. So whether that's to create your content, send those DMs, and it's 1 hour, which leads me to your money-making action should not take more than an hour per week, right? Because first of all, you're only doing one or two things. So it shouldn't be that overwhelming. And second of all, it's very focused. It's very focused and you're doing it effectively and you're doing it efficiently. So you should be able to bang it out in an hour, especially if you have that time carved out on your calendar and that is all you are doing, right? You're not answering calls in between this. You're not texting with your clients. You're not doing anything. You're literally sitting down, giving yourself that hour, and you're prioritizing that time. Okay. So I highly recommend, whether you join Money Mondays or not, maybe you're in another co-working, find a spot on your calendar consistently every week. Maybe you need to do your money making activities on Friday and that will lead you to the next week, right? That's perfectly okay too, regardless of when it is. Maybe it's different every week. That's okay too, but go through a month in advance and get those money making hours on your calendar. Okay. You can set aside 1 hour a week. Again, this is where I talk about inside the framework, the Focus Visionary framework, about balancing the grind and the goal. Your money-making activities are part of the goal. This is not the grind. Okay. These are the things that are moving you towards your goal, right? You're shutting off the grind for an hour a week and you're focused on the goal. That is what we are trying to achieve here. Okay. So step one, identify. Step two, prioritize. Prioritize them and get them in your calendar. Okay. Number three is execute, right? So you've identified it, you scheduled it in. Now you got to actually execute, right? Execute every single week. And again, don't put too much pressure on yourself. One of the things that I've seen people struggle with, or where they get kind of out of control, is that they try to do too many things, right? So let's go back to my example. And I said that I only want to book 10 coffee chats a week or a month, right? That's all I can fit in my calendars, 10 coffee chats a month. So I also said that I wanted to do 20 DMs, right? So 20 DMs, that's 80. That's 80. There's a good chance I'm going to book more than 10. And then what's going to happen is I'm going to get overwhelmed. My calendar is going to get full. I'm not going to have time for anything. And so then that's where these money-making activities start to fall off the rails. All right. So execute and make sure that you can actually execute it and maintain it. Because also too, if I send 20 messages on Monday, there's a good chance that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those messages are going to continue, right? There's going to be some back and forth. There's going to be follow-up. There's going to be questions. You may have to schedule more calls, right? That's where I'm saying these things need to be done weekly. And what I mean by that is it's not that you're not going to touch them every single day, but you also have to have the space to do that, right? So you can't be sending 20 DMs every single day because there then would be no time to actually continue those conversations or whatnot, right? So you do the money-making activities once and then all week long, you kind of continue to execute on them, right? You set the precedence, you get the ball rolling once a week, and then all week long, you continue to maintain that. You're executing, you're continuing those conversations, you're getting those calls booked, you're executing, you're having the calls, you're having the conversations, right? So you have to leave yourself space to do that. That's why I say you can't really schedule this every single day because then you're not leaving yourself space to actually execute and maintain it, right? And what you don't want to do is get yourself in a cycle where it's like you start, stop, you're doing this, you're doing that. And then all of a sudden you fall off the rails because you got overwhelmed, right? This is a huge struggle that I see for most business owners is they go all in, like they love it. They schedule the time, they go all in, they go balls to the wall. And then things all start to pop off at the same time. They get overwhelmed, they shut down, they burn out. And then it's like, now I got to start the cycle all over. You don't really need to be in that feast or famine cycle, right? Like you only need to really think about your capacity. Most of us are not looking to put 100 people into a program or put 100 people on our calendar in a week, right? Or a month or anything like that. So like you don't need to go balls to the wall. Like even in my example that I gave you, I really only need to send about 10 DMs, right? Because even if two people convert, that's eight just from that effort alone, you know? And there's a good chance I know that more people than two usually convert, right? So again, understanding what your money-making actions are and then giving yourself space in your calendar to actually execute when things start to flow, right? That's the whole key there. Because if you don't leave that space, you're going to get overwhelmed and it's just going to burn out. Okay. So step one, identify. Step two, prioritize. Step three, execute. And then step four is measure and track. Track, measure what you're doing, right? So if you said you were going to send 10, did you send 10? Yes. Okay. Part of the money making or Money Mondays is I do have some accountability trackers included in that where you can state like, what are you focused on? And you can get in there and you can fill it out and you can see your progress, right? So that's a really great way to track it. I think accountability is huge. Public accountability, I think, is even better. So inside the Focus Visionary, one of the things that I do is I have them like the weekly trackers, everybody can see because it allows people to see it and cheer each other on and whatnot. So anyway, measure and track them. Measure. I sent 10. I said I was going to send 10. I sent 10. Yay. That's your measurement. Now tracking it would be, I said I was going to send 10. I sent the 10. I got two booked out of that. Cool. Great. Track that, right? I did this follow-up. I got this feedback. I nurtured these people. Here's what I knew, right? So like if you're in that nurture phase, what are they telling you? Is there something going on? Did they give you a follow-up date, right? Like update your notes, track your activity. And then maybe it's scheduling, promoting your lead magnet. You know, maybe you're promoting a lead magnet or you're trying to grow your email list, like have a starting point and then track it. I shared about my weekly newsletter once a week, and I consistently gained one or two subscribers, whatever that looks like, right? So again, your activities are going to look different, how you track them, what you're measuring. Your measure of success is different as well, but you want to have something that measures whether or not these money-making activities are truly actually revenue generating, right? So you can measure them every week as far as what you did. The tracking usually is about once a month, like, and then taking a look at it and reflecting on it and saying, okay, I sent out 10 DMs a week. I ended up booking two coffee chats a week from that. The two people I connected with were amazing conversations. They were okay conversations. They led to this, right? Like, what did it lead to? What's the goal? What is your next step, right? So that's what you're looking for as far as your money-making activities, okay? It's not just about saying that you're doing all the things or that, oh, I do this, I do this, I post on social media, I engage, because there's a list of things that you could be doing for money-making activities. It could be engagement. It could be posting, running a masterclass. It could be all kinds of things. It could be scheduling sales calls. It could be doing meetings. Like, it could be team meetings, right? It could be meeting with contractors because that helps you gain more clients. It could be attending networking events. You know, there's so many things that you've got to actually measure them and track it. Like, it could be client retention. It could be looking and understanding where people are at and what is their next step, right? So as far as your follow-up, maybe it's every week, like reaching back out to a past client. Do you have a group program? Do you have a next step? Like, for me, I've now got this Money Mondays co-working. So it might be to share it with past clients. That might be part of my revenue generating activities in one of the months, is like letting people know it exists again, you know, that type of thing. So identify, prioritize, execute, and measure. Those are your four steps. And that is what's going to actually help you see the results and stay very focused and move you closer to the goal. This is the once a week, one action, 1 hour that you are taking and setting aside to move towards your goal, because the grind usually takes priority. That's just the way of the world. That's just the way business happens, is that we get wrapped up in the grind. We are reactive. Clients need us. We get stuck on WhatsApp, especially with all the texting and the voice memos and everything that goes through the client demands, the vendor demands. All of these things is part of the grind. So we have to, as business owners, set aside that time to say, I love you, I appreciate you, but go away for an hour. I have to work on growing my business, right? Because you cannot get wrapped up in the cycle of the grind, because that is where growth gets stuck. That is where people get stuck, is they just get in this cycle that they cannot get out of, all right? So having and identifying your money-making activities and giving yourself the grace to say, I only have to do them once a week. Once a week. I know I'm like blowing your mind right now, because every other coach has told you have to do these things every single day, you know, your daily IPAs, your daily this, your daily that. No, you don't. That is where people get stuck. That's where people shut down. That is where people fall off the rails, because it's not realistic to do these things every single day, because every day they roll into each other, right? Like, if you send DMs, you start conversations, those conversations keep going. So you can't be starting conversations every single day, because after a while you're at capacity. And also, if you have clients and you're busy and you're executing and you're trying to maintain your client relationships, right? Like, you cannot be having these DM conversations or following up or doing that every single day, all day, and still actually maintaining and running the business, right? So this is the balance, the happy medium, where growth happens, where you start to see the results, is finding the balance and giving yourself the priority to focus on these activities and shut everything else off for the world, okay? So identify your money-making activities. Send them to me if you want. If you want some a little accountability, please, michelle@michelledenio.com. Send them over to me and tell me when you're going to schedule them in, right? If you need help and you want that co-working, you want that accountability, sign up for Money Mondays. It's $9, $9 a month, right? Like, Literally, I just put a small price tag on it just for the skin in the game, but it's really just me holding space for you and giving you the trackers. So find the time in your calendar. Maybe Mondays doesn't work. It's Mondays at noon. Maybe that doesn't, noon Eastern. Maybe that doesn't work for you. So schedule the time. Go find an accountability buddy, right? Whatever, if you need to do, whatever it is, prioritize it and get it scheduled. Execute them. Don't just schedule it. Actually execute. Execute those actions, right? Don't just talk about it. It's another huge struggle I see is like people talk about all their big ideas, but they're not actually executing, right? And then measure and track. And then because you don't want to also get stuck in a cycle of doing things that actually aren't revenue generating. Maybe you don't have the data to support that says like, I know if I book 10 coffee chats, I will book this many clients. Maybe you don't have that data to understand the conversion. So this is where tracking is going to become really, really important for you because you may have to shift or switch what you're actually doing to be sure that they are revenue generating. Okay. And that's okay too. In different seasons of your business, in different launch periods, in different promotional periods, your money-making actions should change. And that's very healthy, very normal. So also being very aware of what season you're in and what season your business is in and what season your clients are in so that you can adapt your money-making activities to where they're at and where you're at in your business. Okay. So I hope this was helpful. You have your step-by-step plan. Go take action. Again, don't just listen. Go take action. If you need help, you know how to find me. If you want help identifying these things, I highly recommend the Focus Visionary Strategic Reset. It will really help you to identify those money-making activities. It's $197. It's on demand. It's available to you whenever. You can go through it at your own pace. You have access to everything for life. I highly recommend that if you're struggling, or just reach out to me if you need a little bit further assistance. But schedule this time and prioritize them. I cannot stress that enough. I've said it at least 20 times in this episode, and I will say it another 20 times if I have to. Prioritize the money making activities, but get very specific on what those money making activities are. Okay. I love you. I believe in you. Until next time, we'll talk soon. Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.